Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day, welcome guys to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Another amazing guest at the Ethereal Summit today, Tricia Martinez of Wala. Look, I'm going to let Tricia do her own introduction because I'm not going to do it any justice. So tell us what you're doing and where you're from.
Awesome. Thanks for having me here. I'm the founder and CEO of Wala. Wala is a mobile financial platform for emerging market consumers. Yep. So we saw the need to create more efficiency in the financial systems in emerging markets by operating between banks and consumers. So it's a mobile-friendly app. Consumers come to us, they can get bank accounts, loans. The biggest problem we recognized, though, was the fees. Consumers in emerging markets, for some reason, have to pay ridiculously high fees, whether it's moving money, holding money in an account, checking your balance. The banks disincentivize consumers from participating. So last year, we issued a cryptocurrency called Dala to solve those fee problems. And now Dala actually enables instant borderless micropayments. Consumers, enterprises can move value anywhere instantly for free.
That's fantastic. I mean, we spoke very briefly about my experience in London years ago when I first moved to London, where you've got to have a bank account to get an address, and you need an address to get a bank account, and it's all this catch-22. Unless you're already inside of the system, it doesn't actually work. And that was just one part of that. The second part is when I would use a Western Union-type service, the amount they would take from me financially was crippling. Now, you're looking at emerging markets with often smaller amounts, or there's hyperinflation in some of these countries that you're operating in. And there's a real need for your service. So is it taking off? Is it being implemented right now? And how's it all going?
Yes. So I was really excited to speak at the Ethereal Summit yesterday because we've been operating for 4 years. So we have been on the ground working with consumers, building communities, building trust, and building out this ecosystem. And we actually launched 2 weeks ago in South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Uganda. And to say the least, like, the growth has been something we could never imagine.
Oh, great.
In 2 weeks, we've had over 50,000 users join. We have users sending Dala, holding Dala, paying for their utility bills, electricity, TV. They're buying data for their phones. We've been so focused, like I said, on the ecosystem. Yeah. You can't just hand cryptocurrency and assume it has value. It needs to be transacted at retailers, merchants. So that's been our focus. And it's crazy. Good problems to have.
Yeah, look, that sounds like you've just exploded into the scene, which congratulations.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And tell me, the areas of Africa, like you're in Africa, I assume you're living there, you're also focusing on that area at the moment. Do you want to tell the listeners and the viewers why the focus has been at this stage in that part of the world?
Yeah, so I have a background in behavioral economics. After grad school, I went to Uganda to start testing universal basic income. So working with subsistence farmers to just provide a year's worth of income to them and see what was actually happening and if it was creating real value in these consumers' lives. That's when the banking problems kept coming to light to me. So obviously for consumers who are living in rural areas and living in extreme poverty, it's an access problem. But living in the urban areas where there's young professionals who are educated, this emerging middle class, they actually could go to a bank and get an account if they wanted to, but they choose not to. And that was like the most mind-blowing thing to me, that it's easier for them to use cash. And that's why they said, we don't want to use these systems. We're going to operate on our own by putting money under the mattress. And that's when we said there's a huge opportunity here. One, to solve a big problem, but Africa is the fastest growing middle class in the world, the youngest population in the world. Like, the next few years, these economies are going to be blowing up.
Now, as far as it goes in that respect, I mean, we see a lot of lower socioeconomic demographics in those areas, but a lot of them have telephones.
Yep.
Now, your transaction of the Dala, D-A-L-A, is that correct?
Yep. Yeah.
Is that transacted through mobile telephone use, or is it requiring more technology to actually facilitate the full purpose?
No, so our focus was that the biggest problem with crypto is that you need distribution and you need it to be user-friendly.
Yeah.
Right, like today, it's having users manage private keys and not have user-friendly wallet. It's intimidating and scary.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for these consumers, we said we need to make it super convenient, seamless, and something better than cash. And so smartphone penetration is growing every day. Smartphones are becoming cheaper and cheaper every year. That's not a concern for us, but it is a smartphone app. And, you know, it's two-factor authenticated, so security is our top priority. We are a custodian of consumers' private keys right now because we see that's the best way to start driving adoption.
Yeah, okay. And, I mean, is there any particular country, area of Africa that you're seeing? I mean, I know you've only just sort of gone out and it's exploded really quickly. I'm not even sure if you've got the analytics on it yet.
Yeah.
But is there any sort of area demographic that has picked it up the fastest? I know you spoke about the younger emerging markets of Africa. Talk to us about who's picking it up and see if we can find an insight as to where else in other parts of the world it might actually explode as well.
Yeah, so what's interesting is we launched in South Africa, Zimbabwe, and Uganda. So South Africa to Zimbabwe, remittance flows are $1 billion every year. So we said there's a huge opportunity there, let's tap into it. Surprisingly though, our uptake is in Uganda. So we have viral growth there, and it's because we have spent years building communities with consumers in Uganda especially.
Yeah, okay.
So it's about trust. And this is what we have the step forward with, you know, if any competitor comes in the space, is that we've been there for years.
You've
and these consumers trust us. They know us. They see us as this financial companion, a friend. That's how we work with them.
Yeah.
And so that's why we believe that the growth in Uganda has been viral, because consumers know us and trust us. But also, consumers in Uganda are hungry. Like they want opportunities, and we've essentially created this micro jobs platform. So we, in order to get Dala out to a lot of people, we incentivize users. So you sign up, we put Dala in your account. You invite a friend, we put Dala in your account.
Yep.
And Ugandans like picked up on that. Like they're working, you know, 12 hours a day signing up people because they're getting paid for it.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see the difference in every market.
So in that regard, if it was the amount of on the ground work you put in Uganda, that's why it's exploded the most. How do you see that? I mean, that's a wonderful positive of a lot of hard work and a lot of creation of trust, of course, so well done on that. But as far as for expansion plans, does the model's rolled out, it's successful. If you're seeing a big one in Uganda, I mean, do you need to now go and partner with trusted sources in other parts of the world to make that work based, or is that just a very African only trust related success model?
So we created these communities through Facebook, so like nothing on the ground, honestly.
Right.
And then we have evangelists who are true believers in this, that are they're the ones who have who've essentially become agents for us and ambassadors when we didn't ask them to, but they're going out educating people on the ground. So that's what's fascinating about this, that it's truly organic and like grassroots. People are believing in this, that
they want it.
We've built the tools, and now the consumers are the ones who are running with
it. So we're using the dollar to pay for our bills, for example.
Yep.
How difficult was it to get the people getting paid, like the businesses to accept it? I mean, how hard was it to get your foot in the door and get them to take this seemingly unknown, strange form of currency to go, yeah, we'll take that?
Yeah.
How did you go about that? Like, that must have been hard work.
So what's interesting about Africa is there's value in, so M-Pesa. M-Pesa is what a lot of people know in Kenya. It's a mobile money that a telecommunications company provided. So I can buy airtime for my phone, data, I can pay for bills. What M-Pesa started was that they saw consumers using airtime, so minutes for your phone, as a form of currency. I have airtime on my phone, and I would send airtime to a friend to pay them. So in Africa, people use airtime data.
So it's almost there already, right?
It is. Like it's an asset that holds value. There's a certain value tied to it.
Yeah.
So consumers already understood this. It wasn't hard for them to accept, and agents and merchants, the ones who are accepting, like as long as they know there's value tied to it, they're fine accepting it.
That's a good point. So, I mean, trying to think, where would be the next logical step for WALA to go and to facilitate that same economy that you've created effectively?
Yes.
I mean, it makes sense with Africa, with Uganda. I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
You've introduced me and educated me on how things work there and how the uptake would actually occur. What's the plans for expansion?
Yep.
I know it's all happening very quickly, and it's probably very early to be asking that, but we've always got to be thinking
three steps ahead,
right?
So
where are you going next, and what's the plan to try and, I guess, replicate the success in what may be a different world?
Yes, no, completely. So this year we plan to be in 10 more markets, Nigeria, Ghana, Mozambique, Botswana, Kenya, Tanzania, Zambia, and the UK. So
the UK?
Yes. So in all those markets, we have merchants on the ground who are willing to accept Dala.
Okay, wow.
And our focus is one, expansion, but the second piece is enterprise. So the second we start onboarding more enterprises who want to use Dala to operate their business and who want to start paying their employees in dollars, when this is really taken off as a true store of value. The surprising thing is that last year after we did our token sale was, we designed this as a consumer solution, but we were inundated with large enterprises in Africa reaching out to us saying, I can't handle the inflation, the exchange rush. I can't move Ugandan shillings out of the country and then operate in Rand. Like, running business in Africa is hard because you're running it in so many different countries with so many different currencies, and you have all this risk associated with it. enterprises want a continent-wide currency that they can move instantly anywhere. So it's solving a huge problem for enterprises, which now can start spurring more economic growth.
So, I mean, there's a lot out there at the moment in the space of, you know, wanting to be paid in this and using it as a currency. I mean, we've seen lots of different talk of bank cards, this type of thing.
Yes.
You know, is there anything there for wireless to go into, or is it purely on the platform? Are you looking for bank cards to help
So Africa has leapfrogged that technology. That's why, like, they were the ones doing Venmo payments before Venmo existed, right? Like, they're used to using their mobile phones, whether it's a feature phone or smartphone. They know how they're more advanced in the technology in terms of financial services. So definitely not cards, but we are expanding the platform to provide more services. So loans, insurance, accounts, investment products. We want it to be your everything in your hand, right? Like, your financial life in your hand.
Wouldn't that mean that China would be a wonderful market for you? Because doesn't everyone use WeChat in China? Everyone's very,
yes.
No one uses cash anymore. Everyone uses
exactly.
Their telephone. I mean,
you pay with QR.
Big market.
China's not for, like, there's just too much with Alipay and
it
would be too hard.
Yeah. They're already trusted
plus
in
the
source.
Plus cryptocurrency is, you know, to the Chinese government.
At the moment, it's still a bit tricky, isn't it? They seem to support blockchain, but they're looking at how they can harness it for themselves, obviously.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess China, it makes sense in one respect, but in the other, it seems like a very hard door to open.
It could be. But Asia and Latin America, like, those are the markets that we want to be into. We said let's take Africa first and then expand from there.
So strictly emerging markets where you can have the biggest impact?
Yes, because that's where crypto is going to take off. And that's something I try to push on people, that the opportunity for crypto is in these markets where there are real problems. Like, that's what can be solved. Yeah, solve.
Yeah.
Don't just speculate, use it as a speculative instrument. Like, that's why we're not seeing adoption with Bitcoin. And that's why I'm not going to the store and buying food with Bitcoin. Like, I want to use USD. It's a strong currency. I don't have an issue.
Exactly.
So when you have those problems, that's where the opportunity is. And that's why we tell people Africa.
Yeah, well, it makes perfect sense. Empowering people, giving people an understanding of what they can use it for. I mean, that's what this show's for. It's to help to educate people in all different walks of life. Like, as you probably be aware, especially at events like this, it's very tech heavy.
Yeah.
I'm not a tech person. I'm an investor. I'm a trader. I'm a guy who talks logically and understands things in a logical sense. What's the issue? What's the solution? Then can I match them together and go, that makes sense, so therefore I'll support that or I won't. And I think a lot of people get caught up in the tech side of it. Your solution is fairly straightforward. You're going to help people to use something that's fast, it's efficient, it holds its value, and especially in these countries where we do see major inflationary issues, it takes that issue away. And that's a huge risk. I mean, was it Zimbabwe? You know, you've got a wheelbarrow full of
cash
currency.
Cash to go buy a loaf of bread.
Correct.
Yeah.
While sort of it gets around these issues. So what's the global vision? I mean, obviously we start here, but we might end up here.
Yep.
Where is here for Wala and yourself? Where do you want to get to?
So to me, the opportunity is with Dalits. It's so the cryptocurrency is a public good. We want to build the platform and foundation, a new, completely new financial system, right? Like, obviously the whole remove the middleman. But in Africa and in emerging markets, it's a much bigger thing when there is so much inefficiency and corruption, and the people who bear the burden of these systems are always then consumer. They're the ones that are losing out, and that's where we want to focus on. Like, Wala is the platform and app that can help drive this, but I want other financial apps to use and adopt all. I want other partners, and we want to build the ecosystem out so it can get into the hands of our people everywhere.
Well, I wish you all the best of luck, Trisha. Now, where would people find more? If they want to find more information about the project, about how to get involved and what to do, where would they find more about you?
Yeah, so you can visit dala.org. That's
dala.org.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, our Telegram is t.me/getwala, and the Wala website is getwala.com.
All right, great. Well, look, we're going to put you across a social channel so you guys can all find out more about that. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yes.
And look, I'm really championing your cause. I think it's a wonderful one to get involved with. I wish you all the best of luck. And I'm stoked for how much success you've had already.
Yes, me too.
Yes,
well, scary.
It's phenomenal. So good luck with it. I hope
you can
scale it properly and achieve the goal that you're after. Thanks very much for your time
today. Thank you.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.